as they told the dads out here. Okay, our reading today is Joshua 1, and it's Joshua being installed as leader. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God has given you for your own. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and a half tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest for giving you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men, ready for battle, must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God has given them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Amen.
We are all very soon going on a journey. Next month, through the union with Strathmartin Church, we are journeying from being Chammers Ardler Church to becoming a new congregation, Craigull Church. Endings and beginnings, like any journey. For ourselves, it's not an actual physical journey, as the sanctuary here and the buildings will continue to be used. It's still a journey, a spiritual journey, from the old to the new, from the known to the unknown. And the natural questions, what changes will there be? What different might happen? How will our normal way of doing things be affected? The Bible is full of journeys. How does Jewish history begin? With a journey. In Genesis chapter 12, the Lord says to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. So the very first words of God to Abraham set him on a journey. Much later on, there's the journey of the Israelites escaping from slavery in Egypt and the cruel tyranny of the Egyptian Pharaoh, and journeying through the wilderness towards the promised land. And on this journey, we read that God went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud during the day to guide them on their way, then at night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Thus they could travel both day and night. And now, at the beginning of the book of Joshua, after 40 years traveling in the wilderness, the Israelites have reached a new stage in their ongoing journey of faith. The book opens with a picture of the tribes of Israel encamped on the far side of the River Jordan after the death of Moses. And the Lord says to Joshua, who is to succeed Moses, the Lord says, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites." Can we, even in a small way, try to imagine their feelings, their thoughts? A time of change, of transition. What challenges and dangers and battles might lie ahead across the River Jordan? The fear of change, of the unknown, of insecurity. And into this situation, the Lord God speaks to them strong words of promise and of encouragement. Words that I think still resonate for us today at this time of approaching change. For the church, the people of God, it's always been an ongoing movement, not a settled institution. At this beginning of a new stage in the people's onward journey of faith, God speaks directly to Joshua and through him to the Israelites. God says, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous." The promise of the presence of God with them, alongside them, in whatever changes and challenges might lie ahead. And just to hammer home this message, God repeats it again. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong, be courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Israel was assured of success, not because Joshua was a great leader, not because Israel was a great nation. It will triumph because God is a great God, and he promises Joshua and all the people, "I will be with you." And that is enough. That is enough, and more than enough. And this also is the word of God to ourselves today. And not just in the major upheavals affecting the Church of Scotland at this time, but in society, so many forces lined up against Christian believers, just as real as those ranged against the people of God in the time of Joshua. The forces of violence and of crime, the ready acceptance of non-Christian lifestyles and non-Christian moral standards, poverty and injustice, so very much, the increasing power of the secular state, so that Christianity is increasingly excluded from the public square, and the flight of people from attending Sunday worship. So it's easy to become discouraged. But the Lord says to the people of God today, as he spoke long ago, I will always be with you. I will never abandon you. Be determined and be confident. And we remember the words of Jesus himself, spoken many centuries later. Jesus says, I am with you always, even unto the end of time, right until the close of the age. And so we hold on to this truth that God loves us and that Jesus, the Son of God, is with us always, even in the midst of all the changes and chances of this mortal life. Christian courage and fortitude comes from trust, trust in the living God. Be strong, be resolute, for the Lord your God is with you. In the words of the old hymn, we are weak, but he is strong. So first, the promise, the sure promise of his presence. And secondly, God offers a gift, the gift of his law. Now, this is not law as we understand it. Rather, it is the commandments, the statutes, the decrees, the word, all the teachings given by God to his people as part of his loving covenant with them. What we understand now as the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. The Lord declares, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. And he continues, keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it night and day so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. God, in his love, in his wisdom, has chosen to reveal to his children the way that he wants us to live. Faith cannot just go along with whatever happens to be in fashion. He knows best how his children best live. So the law and commandments, all the teaching and instruction of God, is a precious gift of God to his human children. As those called to be the people of God in this place, we are called to be a people of the book. That is why the Sunday service begins with the Bible being brought in, and why the Bible is read from and preached upon Sunday by Sunday. And not just on Sundays, if each day we can read a passage of Scripture and be open to what God is saying to us through it, then we will grow in our faith, grow in our ongoing relationship with God, both individually and as a Christian community of faith. Remember the words of the psalmist, blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. So, however busy we may be during the week, let us take time, let us make time to read the Bible, even just a small passage, and reflect and meditate upon it, and be open to what God might be saying to us through it. A church member was once asked, Why do you read the Bible? And she answered, I read the Bible to try to understand more about God and to get help for my everyday life. What a good answer. I read the Bible to try to understand more about God and to get help for my everyday life. In the words of the traditional hymn, Lord, thy word abideth and our footsteps guideth. Who its truth believeth, light and joy receiveth. So at this time of change, this time of a new beginning, as we journey forward into the unknown country called the future, we can journey together with confidence and with courage. Because, like the people of God of former times, we have God's promise to be with us always, every step of the journey. And we've God's gift of the Bible, his precious gift of his word, of his truth, to strengthen us and to guide us on the way. The first Christians were originally called people of the way. Today begins a short series entitled People of the Way, just journeying forward and onward with God, but journeying confidently and with courage. I have a little more to say on this passage from Joshua, but let's now pause for our next hymn. Just thinking that in the journey of life and in the pilgrimage of faith, at every stage and in every situation, we can always say, good times and sad times, we can always say, for this I have Jesus. We praise God in the hymn, for the joys and for the sorrows. The promise of his presence, the gift of his law, his teaching. And thirdly, we see the people's response. They answer Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. That is the ideal response. Total obedience, complete commitment, unswerving loyalty to the Lord and to his word. A man once said to a friend, you know, there's nothing like getting up at 6 a.m, going for a run round the park, and taking a brisk shower before breakfast. To which a friend casually asked, yes, how long have you been doing this anyway? To which he answered, I start tomorrow. Well, we can identify with that, I'm sure. We've good intentions, plenty of them. Lord, I'll do it tomorrow, first thing, I promise. But each day, every day, today, we are to offer ourselves anew and afresh to God and to the service of his kingdom. Our time, our talents and abilities, our money and resources, our very selves. And whether we feel we've much or little to offer to him, what God really wants is ourselves, our whole selves, offered and devoted to him, seeking to honour his ways and to serve him with integrity and in love, seeking to do everything we do in love to God, in love for God. In science, in a laser beam, light is concentrated into one single beam that can penetrate the hardest substances known to man. As this diffused, scattered light is brought together into a single beam, tremendous power is generated. Even so, the more our lives are harmonized and concentrated round a central purpose, we experience greater and greater power. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving him who first loved us. And Jesus himself said, it's meat and drink for me to do the will of my Father in heaven. And he taught in the Sermon on the Mount, which we're thinking of a few weeks ago, blessed are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. So each day God has something for each one of us to do, each one. So let's have a cheerful readiness to do whatever the moment demands, while being aware that we're unable to do anything well, without God's help. God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, dwelling in us and within the hearts of all who believe in Christ as Saviour and Lord, another of his wonderful gifts. The Holy Spirit, the Helper, who helps us to do whatever God has laid upon us to do or to endure, individually and together. And the Holy Spirit is always moving. Think for a moment of all the pictures, the images the Bible uses to convey the Spirit to us. Wind, fire, water, a dove in flight. All of these pictures are dynamic, aren't they? Each one giving a sense of life and of movement. And the Holy Spirit has never stopped. So, as we stand almost on the threshold of what is about to happen, let us take heart and encouragement from this passage of Joshua, or rather God's word to us individually and together through this scripture passage of Joshua. The promise of God, I will never leave you nor abandon you. The gift of God, the book of the law, the Bible, all his teaching, and the glad response of the people. Whatever you tell us, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. And so we can go forward in faith and hope, in confidence and in expectation. And to God alone be all the glory. Amen, and let us pray.